Roads, the Golden Manor costs and housing are on Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau's to-do list at an upcoming conference. The city, however, is refusing to confirm who's on the local delegation heading to the Rural Ontario Municipal Association, ROMA, conference being held in Toronto on January 21-23. The annual conference is a chance for municipalities to network and talk with provincial ministers. Anytime we are able to speak directly with provincial officials, it is an opportunity to focus on solutions to our most pressing concerns, which could have swift and positive impact on the city. Our requests to the province are specific and strategic. We also benefit from being part of a rural collective voice. There is strength in numbers, and the ROMA conference is a space where rural municipalities can come together and work to create sustainable and thriving communities, said Boileau in a news release. The local delegation is meeting with Associate Minister of Transportation, Parliamentary Assistant for Municipal Affairs and Housing, and the Minister of Long-Term Care, according to a City of Timmins news release. For transportation, the city is trying to make a case for Municipal Road. Formerly known as Highway 67, the road connects Highway 101 at Dubyans gas station to Highway 11 in Iroquois Falls. Timmins and the town of Iroquois Falls are looking for provincial cash to reconstruct it and to have a strategy after to maintain it. On the housing file, the city is looking for funding for subdivision development. Boileau, according to the news release, is also expected to talk to the Minister of Long-Term Care Stan Cho about how to offset some of the capital costs in redeveloping the Golden Manor. Attending conferences is an expense in the municipal budget. Yesterday, a news release from the city identified three councillors to attend ROMA, but a revised version was later sent with no names included. Timmins Today asked to confirm who is representing the city. The city said that the delegation will only be confirmed when the conference ends on Wednesday. Who is representing the city is public information and other municipalities and organizations name who their representatives are. The Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, CDSSAB, as one example. Boileau was re-elected as the chair of the CDSSAB yesterday. At the same meeting, a report was presented identifying herself, Sal Brian Marks, Director of Health Services Jean Carrier and Communications Manager Cameron Grant as the people representing the organization at the conference. Timmins Today has asked for further clarification on the city's decision to withhold public information. If comments are received, this story will be updated.